Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast Level 4. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis and Mike B. Hey guys, what are you excited to talk about today?
We spent a good amount of time on episode 1 debating Street Fighter 5 and King of Fighters 14. So I want us to finish the debate if we can, but I don't want us to spend a whole lot of time on it. I don't want us regurgitating the same information that we already said. So Mike, do you have anything new that could persuade me to install this game, this awful game again in King of Fighters 14 and play it again?
So this is all I have to say right here. This is what I want to prove to you.
You like Stone Cold Steve Austin? And that's all I got to say about that?
And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
But you know. But this is what I want to prove to you. And this is what I want to do. I want to show you that King of Fighters 14 is just as good as Street Fighter 5.
I almost spit my water out. Okay. Go ahead.
Can I just say now, I don't think this is ever going to end or y'all are ever going to agree ever. But go ahead. I'm just saying.
So This is what I'm going to bring up here. So you have Street Fighter V that was released in February 2016,
mm-hmm.
which it had little content when it came out. Then you had King of Fighters that came out in August 23rd, 2016, that had a decent amount of content.
Okay.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah, because you're speaking nonsense, but go ahead.
So my main thing is, King of Fighters has everything that Street Fighter has in there also. Because you would agree that you like Street Fighter. You feel like Street Fighter is a superior game, correct?
Yes, fact.
Fact, okay. But I can also prove that King of Fighters is just as good, and it has probably more than Street Fighter.
How can you prove it's just as good?
First, we're going to start off with the fact that King of Fighters out the gate comes out with 50 characters total.
Does that make it better?
Well, see, here's the thing about it. We're going to get to that. But for right now, King of Fighters starts off with 50 characters out the back. You have a different variety of characters to pick from.
Okay.
Street Fighter currently right now has 27 characters.
Sounds like plenty to me.
I mean, that's a good amount right there. That's not nothing to complain about. But at first, when it first came out, it came out with 16 characters at launch. The 27 characters are all DLC.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, you have 50 versus 27 right now.
So does that mean it's better just because there's more quantity of characters? Does that necessarily mean better?
Well, we're not trying to say that. I'm just saying it's just as good. So, I mean, hey, you know, in that aspect right now, Street Fighter doesn't have as many characters as King of Fighters, but that's still cool, though. They have some characters that are still awesome and amazing, but so I'm just saying so, you get...
So is there no argument to be made that King of Fighters has way too many characters, and maybe they spread themselves thin as far as creating a better fighting game, and they spent too much energy in just adding more characters to the game?
Well, Mike just started. I think you're going to bring up a couple things that all add up into it being...
Oh yeah,
it's not just this is just the one thing he's saying.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm just debunking as we go along.
I mean, my thing is just that with the mechanics of King of Fighters, you have so many characters that go into teams of three. So you have so many characters to pick from, so many teams, so many variations that you can go through. Which, you know, Street Fighter, you can do one-on-one battle, which is traditional, which is good. You know, they're like the grandfather of fighting games. You know, but I just say character wise, you get more out the gate with King of Fighters right there. So that's one aspect of it. Two, you have bosses that come in King of Fighters. You have a sub boss and a final boss, something that is a staple in every fighting game, that should be in every fighting game. But in Street Fighter coming out the gate, you didn't have any sub boss or actual boss. Now, I'm not saying that we won't get one from there. Maybe eventually in DLC wise, we will get that, but we didn't get that out the gate. That's something that Street Fighter is lacking, that King of Fighters is not lacking in.
Well, can we say that, does everybody necessarily want a boss? Because here's the deal. I don't necessarily need a boss, and I'll tell you why. King of Fighters, The bosses were always extremely difficult, borderline, quote unquote, cheating when they just do specials over and over and over and over again and beat you. Same with Street Fighter. You just have a boss that is just so much more difficult than the sub boss or any of the rival stages on the game. That's not really necessarily fun to the player when you get all the way to the end and then can't beat it.
Well, here's my thing. I would argue to say that some people feel a sense of accomplishment at the fact that they did beat all the characters in the game. Then they're going against an overpowered character to where they can demonstrate the best of their skills. Like the other day I was playing Blaze Blue Central Fiction. I got to the end. I was fighting Nine the Phantom. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why is this character so freaking strong? And I was like, she was ridiculous. But, you know, after I fought her like 20 times and I finally beat her, I felt like I felt a sense of, oh, nice. Like I actually beat this character like this.
Well, I can't speak on that game. I get the whole sense of accomplishment. I can't speak on that game. But most of these bosses, there's just some sort of tactic you have to use against them. I'm not saying you don't have to have skill to do it, but the normal way you play the game, you can't keep playing it that way or you'll never beat it. So there's just a gimmick, a certain tactic, a certain thing that you have to do to beat them. And again, to me, that's not necessarily fun.
Well, see, here's the thing about it. Well, this is what I'm thinking right here. This is all just of my opinion. But when you fight such a character like that, you can't do the same thing. Like you can't, like with the other characters, you could run in there, fight them, do whatever you want to. Sometimes, yeah, you got to do like a little BS combo or something where you got to strategize and do the same thing over and over again in order to beat the boss. But that still demonstrates your skill and knowledge of the game, because somebody who was just jump into the game would have the hardest time beating the boss. And that person beating the boss will be a testament of their skill. So, you know, it would have been nice if Street Fighter would have followed their actual, you know, tradition while having a boss. Street Fighter 2.
Well, let me ask you this about the boss on King of Fighters. If I'm not mistaken, if you didn't beat it, they gave you some little option to get a boost or power up just to beat him.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no skill involved with that. You just click a button and now all of a sudden it's 10 times easier to beat him. So what's the point of him even being there?
Well, see, here's the thing about it. That's for the people who want a challenge. If you look at it, they give you four options. They give you lower the difficulty. Mm-hmm. They give you lower the health, or give you more special. And at the very end, no service. If those who pick no service like me, they're actually looking for a challenge to demonstrate the fact that they have their combos down.
But what about just the default changing of the difficulty of the game?
No, I mean, you can do that.
Why are these bosses so overly powerful or challenging? Again, that's not fun. I'm talking about having a fun experience playing a game, probably, yeah, with a moderate level of difficulty as the stages go on. Not run through all these stages and then at the end of the day, run into this ridiculously hard boss that you can't fight using normal means.
Well, here's my thing about and it's kind of like a movie. It's like, how would you feel if you were to watch a movie and you see the main character beat up a whole bunch of grunts and then he gets to the very end and then you just see the credits? You're going to sit there and be like, okay, like that was lackluster. Like that didn't do it for me. You want to always see that person fight that big person, that one person that challenges them to make them use all of their skills and wits in order to bring out the best in the ability that what they have. So, you know, my main thing is I just wish that Street Fighter would have followed to the tradition of, like, Street Fighter 2, they had M. Bison. Street Fighter Alpha 3, they had a Super Bison. Third Strike, they had Gil. Street Fighter 4, they had, what's his name, Seth. So, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, you guys had already set up the whole boss thing and getting an ending, you know, at the very end. So, you know, it's kind of weird that they don't give you that, but yet King of Fighters gives you an ending.
But I do have to say that I never heard anyone complaining that there was not a boss on Street Fighter.
See, that's
me personally, from the people that I know who've played the game, even watching all of the Evo that comes on ESPN, which they didn't show any King of Fighters because it's trash. They only show Street Fighter. Even all the different interviews with those players about Street Fighter, none of them had anything to say about this game not having a boss.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. You have different types of players. Those players, the tournament players, they're only focusing on playing professionally for money. They could care less for a boss.
Well, the same time, they were also talking about their love for Street Fighter and how long they've been playing it and where, how they got their start and, you know, in playing Street Fighter. So it wasn't just, let's talk about tournament play only. It was, where did you get started? What game did you come in? How do you practice? Who do you play with? What, you know, it was all kind of different questions. No one seemed to care about if it had a boss or not.
So here's my thing about that. So you will have some people who don't care if there's a boss. You have people who would care if there's a boss. But my thing is, I'm not trying to prove that, you know, King of Fighters is better for having a boss. I'm just saying, hey, it's just as good. King of Fighters is delivering on something that Street Fighter does not have. It would have been nice if they did have it, but they don't have it. So,
all right. Well, let's go on to the next thing, because,
okay. Next on the list, you know, would be the fact that the King of Fighters is being directed by I'm going to butcher this name probably horribly. Yasuyuki Oda, who was actually the battle designer of Street Fighter 4. This is actually a guy who has experience in the fighting game community. He knows what he's doing. He was the battle designer, and now he is the head of King of Fighters 14. That alone should show that the game is just not a mediocre, like the game is not being developed by some mediocre.
But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, from my perspective, it doesn't matter who it's made by. It could have been made by Kira Toriyama. I don't care. It's not a good game. It doesn't make it a good game or a better game or a game that's just as good as Street Fighter just because one of the makers, you know, the developers of Street Fighter went over to help over here. For example, I used to do music. My music was fine, in my opinion. It sounded good. However, I had other people come to me, other rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come to me and say, hey, help me. I'm going into the studio. Help me. Their stuff didn't sound like mine at the end of the day. It might have sounded better than it would have if I wasn't there to help them along the way. But it definitely didn't sound as good as mine or better just because I was there. So, like, that, to me, it doesn't really matter.
Well, see, my point that I'm getting at is the fact that you have somebody who knows what he's doing. So it's kind of hard to actually see that a game like this would not be really good just because, you know, now I would understand now if you had some nobody, some beginner,
but who came in to do this. With your same logic,
mm-hmm.
let's do it this way. With mm-hmm. your same logic,
mm-hmm.
Hideo Kojima. That's like him. That's like you saying he's never made a bad game.
No,
because he's there and he knows what he's doing.
He has a lot of credibility, so. He has so much knowledge and he's been in the game for so long.
But has he made a bad game?
Well, here's my thing about it. To me, Metal Gear Solid 2 was probably the least of his favorite work that he's done.
But he was there. How come it wasn't just as good as all the other ones? Because he was there.
But see, here's the thing about it. Would you rather have a mechanic who just came out the first day to work on your car? Would you rather have somebody who actually has years of experience to work on your car?
I just want someone who's going to fix it. I don't really care if they've been working on cars for 50 years or if they're brand new and they know some kind of new trick that this old dude just doesn't know how to do. I just need them to fix my car.
So with them going into that, there's a risk and possibility that they're not going to know what to do. Now, with the person who's been there for a good while, they're going to have a better idea of how a fighting game is supposed to be. You know what? Let me go back to the car reference. They're going to have a better idea of how the car is supposed to run. They're going to have a better idea of how to fix the vehicle and what to do to make it better.
But that doesn't guarantee that they will fix the car. Just because they know how it's supposed to run, that does not mean that they're going to fix it and put out a good product at the end of the day.
No, but like I said, I'm just saying, it's just kind of hard to believe that somebody who made Street Fighter 4 that was very successful, that made multiple games, somebody who was on that project who made this, but
it's hard to believe that Square Enix can put out a bad game. But look what happened when Final Fantasy 14 was originally released.
I mean, Final Fantasy 14, well, that was the online version, right?
Right. Yeah, they released it and it was trash and they had to scrap the whole project. That's why the 14 that you may see in the stores is called a Realm Reborn, because they had to do it over. Because
they had to remake it. But they got all
that money. They got all those. They got a merged studio with Enix and Squaresoft.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put out garbage. So to me, like I said, just because you have the people there, that does not mean or guaranteed a good product is going to come out. It might be hard to believe, but it does happen. And it did happen. And
like
it will happen again.
But like I said, that's my main thing about it. Like I said, you have experienced people on here. So like I said, you know, hey, they could release a horrible product. But it's horrible. It's really hard to believe that somebody who has this much knowledge would just release a product that's not of liking or that's not good. I mean, like I said, let's look at Tekken. They announced Geese Howard in there. Now, if the game wasn't that good, why would they announce a person from King of Fighters to actually guest star in there? If the reputation of that game was so bad, do you think that somebody of that high stature would actually allow that to happen?
Well, I'm not saying that the reputation is bad. I'm just saying that King of Fighters 14 is bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get you to realize. It's just the fact that it's just as good as Street Fighter. That's the only thing I'm trying to prove. You know, you say it's bad, but that's the main thing.
Well,
I want you to understand.
Right now, you're not doing a good job of it, Mike B.
Well,
so let me throw some knowledge at you, because we got to get going with the podcast. We can't stay on this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw some numbers at you. You said 50 characters.
Mm-hmm. And 54 now with DLC.
Okay, but 50 characters out the gate
and three free stages.
50 characters out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And 16 characters on Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm biased, Ann. Can you name me some Street Fighter 5 characters?
Yes.
Let's see what you got.
Hold on. I just I know the Street Fighter 5 characters. I just went blank, though. You put me on the spot.
Street Fighter?
Ryu.
Okay.
What's her name? Lee.
Is that good? Is that good enough, Mike? You're gonna be
I know what she's talking about.
The judge here.
I know what she's talking about.
Is that a good enough answer, or does she need the first name too?
If she were, well, here's the thing about it. In North America, of course, a lot of people know about Street Fighters.
Whoa. King of Fighters, ever since I don't know what year, has been released in North America. So, I'm by saying, please continue.
Well, here's the thing about it. No. Before she goes, this is the point that I'm gonna make now. Street Fighter was very known here in North America, but when you go to places like Mexico and China, in those areas, that game is very prominent.
We don't live in Mexico or China.
Now over there, they're not even as big. Like Street Fighter is like their King of Fighters over here in America. Like when I went to tournaments and I went to locations where I played games with people, they did wonder, what is King of Fighters? I never heard about that. They never said anything negative about it, but they just didn't know about it. But the people now who are actually seeing it and getting into it, they're actually like, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't know this type of game was out. So, because if you look at it, they're actually talking about getting the King of Fighters on esports now. It's going to actually be on TV, just like Street Fighter, because now that people are actually starting to see it, they're starting to realize how good of possibility this game is.
But if it was such a big thing, how come they were at Evo with King of Fighters, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, see, here's the thing about it.
They just chose not to televise that because no one cares.
You have hidden gems. You have games that people don't ever notice. But it doesn't mean that it's a bad game, though.
No. I'm saying it's a bad game because it's a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
It is also an unknown game. two different things, but I think they do go hand in hand.
I can name off a whole bunch of games that are unknown to people, but they're really good. Binary Domain being one.
But
a lot of people don't know about that.
But my point with this is, this is not like the one and only entry of the series that came out. This is called King of Fighters 14, which means there have been 14, at least 14 to come out. And no one, and a lot of people don't know what this game is.
They had Yakuza 1, 2, 3, 4, and they had Yakuza Dead Souls. But yet you start hearing a whole bunch of people talking about it when it got to Yakuza Zeros. I've never seen as many people talk about this. Like, people didn't even know about this game. They don't even know.
Like me, like, for example, I never played Yakuza. I knew about it, though.
But let's think about it. Can you name off any characters? Oh, I guarantee you somebody
I just said I didn't play it, but I knew about it. I know exactly what Yakuza is. The reason why people don't care about Yakuza is because it's a fake Grand Theft Auto when it came out. That's all people saw it as.
But have you seen how big now it's gotten? Like, how many people have been talking about this game and getting it? Like,
I'm assuming that the game has gotten better over time. Mm-hmm. King of Fighters has not.
King of Fighters has made great leaps and bounds. One thing that I'll mention is the fact that with Street Fighter introducing the V reversal right now, King of Fighters has always had that. That's a mechanic that, like, people were freaking out about that. So, King of Fighters has always had it you wanted to, you can actually waste a special meter bar in order to either knock them away or roll away.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another analogy. In NFL, the biggest thing in NFL Sunday Night Football, which is the highest rated TV show in America every single year, there's something called the Skycam. Mm-hmm. You know where that Skycam originally came from? It wasn't the NFL. Mm-hmm. It was the XFL. Mm-hmm. So are we going to try to compare the XFL and the NFL as being just as good or on a similar level just because the NFL took an element from the XFL? No.
See, here's my thing about it. You're giving credit to they didn't give credit to where credit was due.
Who?
People are looking. See, my thing is, when people were getting excited, like I said, my main thing is, I'm just trying to show that King of Fighters is just as good as Street Fighter. Like I said, they have the same kind of mechanics in there, or the same kind of mechanics, so you can have the same options. Plus, they have a little bit more.
I let you hit about 8 points. Mm-hmm. Let me try to finish my point.
Go for it.
She named Ryu,
Chun-Li.
And Chun-Li. Mm-hmm. What else she got?
Ken. Mm-hmm. Cammy. I don't know.
Okay.
Hold on.
So she just named 25%. Of the small 16 library, right? That was originally released, right? Name me a King of Fighters character. You got 50 to choose from on release date. Name me a King of Fighters character.
I don't know any King of Fighters.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. She doesn't play games. If she was in the realm of games and actually played them, she would actually possibly know about it. Even a lot of people who saw the release of Abigail, when they released during the trailer or so, when they show Geese Howard for Tekken, a ton of people knew exactly who that character
all
was.
All I'm saying is if it was just as good, if it was just as good.
No, we're talking about popularity. We're talking about Street Fighter 5 and King of Fighters 14. I'm saying if the game was just as good.
You're going off of popularity. You're not going off of mechanics
and you're not going off of gameplay. No. You're going off of popularity and how known it is in the world. That's one aspect of it.
It's more known because it's a better game.
No, we're going off of the
if
fact.
If it was just
no,
as
we're
good,
going off of the fact
it would be more
does
popular.
The gameplay solid? Does it have the special moves? Does it have a boss?
No,
they have multiple actions that you can do.
If it were just as good, it would be just as popular.
No,
it's not as popular because it's not as good.
Look at the rise of the game now. Now that the game is getting out more and it's getting promoted even better, look at how, like I said, it's going to be on esports.
Here we go. Because we do have to move on. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do have one last stat. I only had two. You've been talking the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm only dropping two bombs here. Mm-hmm. One, Again, she was able to name 25%.
She was able to name
25% mm-hmm. of the small amount of characters, which mm-hmm. you said that they have 50 versus 16. No one can, she can't name one of the 50, but she mm-hmm. can name 25% of the Street Fighter release. Okay, cool. I got one more thing for you. Everybody ready? You ready for this one stat that I have?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
The first week with mm-hmm. no content, mm-hmm. as you say, no characters,
mm-hmm.
no boss.
Mm-hmm.
The first week, as you mentioned, February mm-hmm. 20th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter sold 4 times as many copies the first week as the total amount of sales for King of Fighters 14 since it's been out. Let me break that mm-hmm. down for you in numbers. The first week Street Fighter was released with no characters and no boss,
mm-hmm.
it sold 439,000 copies mm-hmm. and change.
Mm-hmm.
Since King of Fighters 14 has been released,
mm-hmm.
it sold 107,000 copies. We're talking about PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing about
The total number of sales for Street Fighter 5, over 1 million.
Here's my thing about it. Street Fighter is very well known. Of course, it's going to get that. Like, that's kind of like with a Metal Gear Solid game. Of course, people are going to go out and buy it real quick. Like I said, once
Wait. You said when Metal Gear comes out, of course people are going to go buy it, right? Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about Eminem CD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course people are going to go buy it. But why? Why would they go buy this Eminem CD? Why would they go buy because this Metal Gear Solid?
Of advertisement and it's well known.
No. The reason why is because the previous entries were good.
Well, here's the thing about it. Awesome. Even if this is the thing about it. I can say the same thing with King of Fighters. I can say the previous entries were really good, but if people don't know about it or nobody actually seen it, like I said, it's at the store. You go to Mexico, they will actually wreck everybody at that game. You go to China, they're going to play you all day. They will pay to whoop you at that game.
But King of Fighters, we can go to the store right now. King of Fighters is in the store.
Last time I checked, there's more people in China than there are in America.
I'm just saying, King of Fighters is in the store. It's not like some super rare game that you can't get your hands on.
Here's my thing about it. For one, Street Fighter didn't get the numbers that they expected to get with Street Fighter 5. Two, they didn't release a complete product because in June 2016, Capcom had to apologize for the lack of communication and surrounding issues of further updates going on with the game. People didn't even know that was going to come out with more
stuff.
With
an incomplete game,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just said,
mm-hmm.
it still sold 10 times more than King of Fighters 14.
So here's my thing about it. Like I said, I'm not trying to say that King of Fighters is better than Street Fighter. I'm just trying to show it's just as good. They came out with a whole bunch of lack of content, but yet look at what King of Fighters came out with. They came out with a ton more things out the gate. Trial mode, time attack, survival, staples to a fighting game that should always be in there.
No one cared.
But see, like I said, just because a lot of people don't know of something doesn't mean that it's bad.
It's at the store.
Because with your knowledge, with something that's just really popular and known, that means that it's really good. That's not true. There's a lot of things that are known.
I'm just saying people are more likely to go buy the next. So I would put it this way. Mm-hmm. If there's a King of Fighters 15,
mm-hmm.
if it's 14 is as good as you're saying it is,
mm-hmm.
it's going to rise in popularity with esports.
Mm-hmm.
That means if it's just as good as Street Fighter, then King of Fighters 15 should be way up in sales.
So again, what's your major gripe with King of Fighters? You said that the graphics don't look good and it was choppy.
Yeah, the gameplay. The gameplay is glitchy and choppy. And again, you said it with your own words. The it's floaty. The graphics were horrible. It's not a fun game to play. It's a very basic. This is my problem with mm-hmm. King of Fighters. When I play King of Fighters, I feel like I'm playing Street Fighter 2. It's
That is completely different.
It's old. To me, it's more similar to Street Fighter II than it is a modern day fighting game.
But here's my question too. Do you also agree that Guilty Gear isn't a good fighting game?
It's better than King of Fighters.
But you said that it wasn't a good fighting game.
It's not a great fighting game. I'm saying it's better than King of Fighters. But again, it does have its glitches and limitations also.
Well, here's my thing about it. Like I said, with King of Fighters, the only gripe that I had at first was actually the fact that the characters did feel a little floaty with jumping. Everything else and the aspects of it felt good. It felt solid. It felt good. Whenever you go back and you look at the previous animations for the 2D characters and with the 3D, they're really spot on. They're real close.
But the other thing we got to remember here too is, admittedly, you are a fanboy of the series.
No, here's my thing about it. King of Fighters, I can point out faults in everything. Like I said, King of Fighters 12, it was garbage. Did not like it at all. That doesn't debunk
that you're not a fanboy because one is not good.
Well, here's my thing about it. Capcom versus SNK, my favorite fighting game of all time.
I got a perfect transition. We got to move on. I got a perfect transition because we do have a
bonus round.
In this bonus round, we're supposed to talk about the Let's Play Gaming Expo that we attended. Tell the people a couple of games that you bought there at Let's Play.
The games that I bought?
Just a couple, as you can think of off the top of your head.
I bought Bloody Roar.
Okay.
I bought King of Fighters 95.
What you bought? A King of Fighters game? Okay, go ahead.
I bought Street Fighter EX 2.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Let's see. I bought a Fatal Fury special. What was another game that I got up from over there? Mainly fighting games.
You didn't get another King of Fighters game? I could have swore you got two.
King of Fighters 95, King of Fighters 99. I had got Samurai Showdown, SNK. And what else did I get? I can't recall, but I see what your point is, that I did buy SNK games. But the thing is, though, is that I already have a majority of Street Fighter games. Why should I go back and buy two of the same game?
I'm just saying, this is what I specifically remember, because I didn't see you the whole time at Let's Play. I didn't see you the whole time. But you were at a table waiting to do a transaction with a guy. I came from another table and I said, "Hey, Mike." You were like, "What up?" You didn't say what up, but you were like, "Hey," I said, "they got King of Fighters 95 over there." Now, why would I tell you that? Because I already know that's one of your favorite fighting games and that you are a fanboy for King of Fighters.
Just because you like something does not make you a fanboy. But you
admitted yourself you were a fanboy.
We haven't
recorded on the podcast.
Now, here's my thing about it. Now, I am a big fan of different things, but I can call out things on stuff, if it's be it good or bad, you know, just because I'm very passionate or I like something, you know, doesn't mean that I would actually just agree with something 100% rather than looking at it from all aspects, you know. If there were games like Cannon Spike, there were a lot of Capcom games that they had. Problem is, though, those games are very expensive, like the JoJo's game made by Capcom, you know. I like those kind of games. Like if I could have found Street Fighter EX1 for cheap and up there, most definitely I would have picked it up.
But do you remember your actions when I told you King of Fighters 95 was at the other table?
I got excited because
you put the stuff back down on the table
because
and
I
ran
buy,
across the-
because I buy fighting games. That's
but
that's
you
my
have
whole
fighting
thing.
Games in your hand.
I have a ton of, I buy fighting games.
And
like I said,
you threw them down, you threw the man's stuff on the floor, and you ran across the room.
No, I didn't throw the stuff down. You're over exaggerating.
Poor guy, you're over exaggerating
now. You over there cracking discs, you know, cracking cases, jewel cases. Now, he had to replace them.
Now, are you saying that he hurt my feelings or I hurt the guy's feelings
You hurt the guy's feelings.
Oh, no, I'm saying you, Mike, hurt that guy's feelings, poor vendor.
He thought he was about to make some money.
He's about to buy it.
And then I came through, I was like, pss, 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 pss. And
Mike's like, gotta go.
So you hurt his feelings and he got mad at me. He came running after me with a stick. So anyway,
waving it around in a circle.
On Instagram, again, at ANX Gamecast, you can check out a couple of our pickups. I didn't get to post all of them, but I did post a lot of them. Obviously, the more expensive games that you mentioned, Cannon Spike, I was able to pick up. Power Stone 2.
That was a good find, though.
Yeah. We got it all in a big bundle. Record of Lotus War for Dreamcast. Not a very expensive game, but I haven't seen one since I've gotten back into collecting. Got all that bundled with a Sega CDX.
Dude, I was surprised that you were able to find a Sega CDX.
Yeah, so we pulled that off. Some old Nintendo Power issues that we've been posting on Instagram also. Actually got the Halo 4 Xbox 360.
I believe so.
With the controller and everything. And it works. Along with the Xbox 360 metal stand. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. Most of the stands that you get are plastic or some kind of cheap material, but this was full blown metal.
You know, I actually went online and I looked it up, and there's actually a couple of those out there, and I've never seen them in my life.
Yeah.
But it's a cool accessory.
Yeah, and it was priced just right. I don't really know how much I paid for it because we bundle a lot of things. The price tag on it was $25. At the end of the day, probably ended up getting that thing for about 10 or 15.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I was shocked it was only $25.
Right. To begin with, I was like, sometimes you don't even have to do research on things. If you see something and you like it and it's a somewhat of a necessity with what it can do, $25 is very reasonable.
What? I mean, the thing could hold your Xbox, hold controllers, hold a ton of video games.
Four controllers, I believe 50 video games, 25 on each side.
And it was stylish too. So that was good.
First thing I did was look for I didn't see a Microsoft logo, but the first thing I did was look for that Xbox 360 logo. And it says it right at the top. And I believe maybe even at the bottom, full metal stand, got that. Other purchases, I think, we also finished off our Nintendo Black Box series. So we needed two more games, Balloon Fight and Clue Clue Land. Found those. So we need to post a good picture of all those together. And I'm sure we picked up some other things worth talking about. But Mike, you were there with Keenan. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Keenan. And did y'all both enter a tournament?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So which tournament was that?
We entered the Street Fighter V tournament.
Oh, so there was no King of Fighters tournament? Just kidding.
You just cold blooded.
Yeah. So I look, just kidding. I already know there wasn't no King of Fighters tournament.
No, you know what there was a lot of? Smash.
Yeah, always.
No, you know how many entrants? Okay, so Street Fighter, we had probably about the most 30 entrants, like people that entered to the game. Mm-hmm. For Smash Brothers, there had to have been what, like over 300 people?
Yeah, at least.
And I recall I was talking to one guy and he was excited that he made top 55. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that story? Like, he was so surprised that he made it to the top 55. I said, that's not number one.
Yeah, but it's such a random game.
It is.
You know, people who actually get really good at the game, I do give them props. They do have some skill because there's just this huge element of unknown. Anything can happen at any time, which makes the game exciting. I would never enter a tournament for Smash, but hats off to those people who put that time into that game because it can be very difficult at times.
Shoot, a couple of people got disqualified because they were doing a Smash tournament. We were like, they got like 10 more minutes to make it back or else they're going to get disqualified. Yeah.
So how did you place?
I would say I was pretty low. I did all right. I beat my first two people.
Yeah.
But then we had a loser's bracket. So the first guy who beat me, the guy who beat me the first time, he went on to actually win the whole tournament.
Okay.
So
you could take a little pride in that.
I'm like, hey, I lost to the guy that actually beat everybody.
What about Keenan? How did he do?
I believe that he lost both of his fights.
Okay.
Because he plays Alex, and I play At the time, I was playing Urien because I said my Vega is not going to do good enough. So he played against another guy who was really good with Alex, a real similar style to his. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like he just had a little bit more knowledge on how to handle the character. So mm-hmm. he came out on top with him. And then the second time, he fought this other guy who was, I think Keenan actually fought the guy who was probably second place.
Okay.
So he lost the second place.
Okay.
So, you know, it wasn't too bad for him.
So I will probably enter a tournament one day. The first retro gaming convention we went to, which was Retropalooza?
No, Let's Play.
Let's Play. Okay. So the first one we ever went to was Let's Play. And we saw the information and I actually was thinking about entering one of the retro tournaments just because I think they had Pac-Man. I think they had Galaga. I would definitely do a Galaga one. And obviously they had Smash. But when we got there, there were so many vendors. And I'm a collector. So I really rather, hey, all y'all go into the tournament. I'm going to snatch up these rare games.
For real.
So that's really why I go. So as our collection grows and our wish list fades and goes away, probably we'll have a little more time to enter a tournament or two here in the future. So Unbiased Ann, anything specific about Let's Play that you find memorable or that you enjoy?
No. This one was, I didn't like this one as much as I did last year's.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe because last year's was our very first one, yeah. So we were kind of in awe.
Mm-hmm.
But
this one, it's like we had more business. We came, mm-hmm. Well, at least I did. I was like, I'm here for specific things. Let's make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And made sure I came out with what I wanted.
Yeah, and maybe because this year we had a plan, so mm-hmm. we were done fast.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
And so I guess it was kind of like, okay, well, we just spent all our money within the first 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I think we were almost done before Mike even showed up.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was like, you guys are leaving?
Yeah.
No, we were like in the middle of the transaction. Yeah. That was it.
So if you've never been to one of the gaming expos, go ahead and go. Like, do it. So obviously they have retro games, they have new games, they have pop figures, they have amiibos. Depending on which one you go to, they may even have anime figures. Some of the unique things you will find there was a table with nothing but sealed PlayStation games. 1,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are tables with nothing but Nintendo 64 boxes. Folded, broken down, but for your purchase, and they're all priced individually. So you'll find almost anything you're looking for. You might not find the specific title you're looking for, but if you're in it for systems, games, collectibles, they're going to have it there.
You know what? Just a little added thing in there. When I was walking around talking to different vendors, I actually ran across a guy from Limited Run Games. Remember we purchased a game from them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the people who are actually over it, they were there.
Oh.
And they're not even from Texas. I was like, man, you guys came a good distance. They came somewhere from up north. But it was cool talking with them and, mm-hmm. How they talked about how it was like three of them. It started from like two and three of them. And now there's like, they're trying to hire on more people. It's just amazing how many games, Limited Run Games is a place where you can actually buy games that are like DLC games, I believe, but they make them to hard disk.
Yeah, yeah. So not DLC, but downloadable games. And they actually make a physical copy of it, mm-hmm. and retail it.
And it's just amazing when you go on there, it's like the game could just go in like a minute just because everybody wants a physical copy. Because especially like if they can get a hard copy of Sonic Mania,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, most definitely.
That'll sell a crap ton, but good luck getting the license to that.
Yeah, very true.
So we're going to wrap up the show now. This is our fourth episode. So we've gone through the whole progression. We've had a PlayStation show. We've had an Xbox show, a Nintendo show, and now this one. So any feedback you give us, please do. Obviously, we're going to get better at our shows, more fluent. However, we want to know what you like and what you don't like about it so we can do more of what you do like so you'll come back, subscribe, and keep listening. So send that feedback at ANX Gamecast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Or you can send it email to anxgamecenter@gmail.com. Again, we're working on that website. And once we finally get these uploaded to a site, a iTunes, a Google store, we're going to need you to rate those and subscribe.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Join us next week where we will have our full Injustice 2 review and we'll take a look at Destiny and Binary Domain. We'll see you next time.